WNCW is live on the road from IBMA in Raleigh for 2019. I'm Joe Kendrick, very glad to be joined by Trout Steak Revival. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, we're looking forward to talking to you after hearing a few songs. What have you got for us?
We're going to play a brand new song for you. And this one's all about going up to the mountains, reconnecting with yourself, finding your inner peace and your inner strength, all that kind of stuff. But for us, we do a lot of that in Colorado. And this is a new tune that we recorded in the summer. We're going to release a new record, and this song is going to be on it. It's called Where Do I Return? 1, 2. Oh, thank you so much for having us. This is just amazing to be back at the IBMA. This is our second time here, actually, and we just love coming back east to connect with everybody and see a lot of friends that we haven't seen in quite a while. You know, being from Colorado, you always have to drive through either Nebraska or Kansas to go east. So we don't get back here too often, but it's been great to get back east and to see all our friends. But we're going to play some more new music. Which one are we doing next?
This next one, yeah, new tune, going to be on the next record. This is a love song of sorts.
We still don't know what the name of the next record's going to be yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we just, right before we got on tour, we just finished up tracking. And we got some cool new stuff on this record, some horns and clarinets and some string section and a bunch of new stuff, which we're pretty excited about. So the song's called The Heart Wants What the Heart Wants.
And we're going to do one more song for you. This next song is a song that I wrote after meeting my now wife in Columbia, Missouri, when we were on tour. at a cafe, Cafe Berlin in Columbia, Missouri. And the song is called Loretta.
Cafe Berlin is getting so much free press from us, man.
Yeah. You know? Well, they
should get sponsorship.
If you want breakfast and you're in Columbia, Missouri, that's where you're going.
Or
you
a future wife.
Yeah, breakfast and wives there. They got them there.
Do you have to have a little German, though, to get in there? Do you have to speak German?
Nope, don't even have to speak German.
Nine.
Nine. All right. As I filled up my coffee, it was gold like the sun through the blinds. Oh, Loretta, ever since I met you, it's a painting of you in the back of my eyes. Your figure was clear like wall in a mirror, a siren in silence to find. Picture is fading, so I keep painting bright colors in the back of my eyes. Image of you could stick just like glue to a wall in a house in my mind. But the palette I lifted and my head was shifted to abstract and dreamy design. Broad brush strokes of color complement each other, keep shades from losing their shine. But the paint it is peeling, so I keep stealing bright colors for the back of my eye. Stealing bright colors for the back of my eyes from my old memories. When my eyes were looking at you and yours were looking at me. For the back of my eyes from my old memories. When my eyes were looking at you and yours were looking at me. Oh, Loretta, I was light as a feather suspended so softly when we said goodbye. It's the glow in your stare and the air in your hair that won't let you slip out of my mind. But the winds keep galing, my memory's failing to recall your big glowing smile. Picture is fading, so I keep painting bright colors in the back of my eyes. Yeah, the paint it is peeling, so I keep stealing bright colors for the back of my eyes.
Trout Steak Revival is live on WNCW from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for being here. It's great to see you all.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, our little mobile studio coming to IBMA, and thanks to our engineer, Sean Rubin, for making it sound so nice. What was the name of that last song?
That was called Loretta.
Loretta. Well, that was a sweet one. Being from largely from Colorado and from the Midwest, do you think about where you fit in with the entirety of bluegrass? Imagine that all of the bluegrass sounds and artists and styles are a big jigsaw puzzle, and which piece are you? Where do you fit in with that?
That is a great question, and I don't know if we know. It's like an ever-changing thing, and that's kind of, I think, what we love about, like, I guess modern bluegrass is that it just keeps mixing in a bunch of influences, you know. Now bluegrass can have like rock and roll influences and punk influences kind of in, you know, in the bluegrass.
Indeed. I mean, you've got that traditional setup. You've got instruments that are, you know, a standard sort of five piece. Well, you know, nothing is outside of bounds. as far as bluegrass goes, but you're definitely putting your own spin on it, your own flavor on it. If you, you know, if you want to comment as well about if there is a style that is prevalent from where you're from, largely from Colorado in the Midwest, you know, if that factors in.
Yeah. Well, well, this is Steve. That was Will talking. Will, I liked your answer to that last question, actually, a lot. I think the Midwest style is something that we've noticed. Like, when we travel through the Midwest and tour there, our friends like Trampled by Turtles and Pert Near Sandstone, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, have some of those guys. Green Sky is an example too. They definitely like kind of do the bluegrass thing in their own way, and there is like a Midwestern stamp on it. And then I think there's also like a Colorado kind of sound too, that I think largely consists of all of like the startup bands that have been happening in Colorado in the Front Range in the last few years. There are so many bands in the Front Range area, and there's so many shows happening and a lot of collaboration with all those bands that I think it's starting to become its own thing. But it's hard to put a finger on exactly what that is. Something I know about it for sure, and that I know about bluegrass, you know, across the board, is that it's a really community-based style of music, and that's what I love about it. That's what we all kind of loved about it from the get-go, is that you can pick up your instrument and get into a pick, and it feels like you're in a band almost instantaneously at a campground, you know, and it's a great way to meet new friends, and that's what a lot of our success has just been by having a lot of fun at picks and stuff like that at the festivals.
So. Yeah, and actually, as you were just mentioning that, I was remembering when I moved to Colorado, it was like 10 years ago, and I was driving I'm from Michigan, and I went to school out on the West Coast, so I would do that drive a bunch, and Denver was right in the middle. And the thing that attracted me to Colorado and the people there, I remembered it was this word, relaxed. It's like everybody's relaxed there, you know? And I think that that same thing at least informs how I view the music community around there. It's like there's not a lot of strictures going on. There's not a lot of, like, serious boundaries. And
there's a lot of sit-ins.
Yeah, and it's just like it's a relaxed interpretation of everything, you know, including the music.
That's great.
I would just like to add the scene in Colorado is also, it's very dance-oriented. So a lot of the shows that we play, they're not seated. It's like everybody's on their feet. And if you've ever been to Colorado and witnessed like a show, you know that there's like a style, a dance style that's happening. And I think that comes from like the leftover salmon and string cheese and hot rides and Yonder Mountain String Band, obviously was very influential in that. And so kind of like when we started doing this, we kind of had that in our mind. We're like, well, people aren't going to be sitting there looking at us. They're going to be on their feet and they want to move. And so sometimes when we're writing for the show, it's like that energy is like in our minds.
That's great. That's great. I forgot to have everybody introduce themselves. Let's hear who you are.
My name is Bevan Foley. I'm a fiddle player.
My name is Travis McNamara. I play the banjo.
My name is Steve Foltz. I play mandolin.
And I'm William Coster playing the guitar.
And I'm Casey Houlihan on the bass.
I'm Joe Kendrick for WNCW. We're live with Trout Steak Revival from 2019 IBMA in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.